Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Yeah, right. The hits just keep coming in.
Yes, they do.
This week, we got a nice 1-2-7-8-9 punch. Uh-huh. The Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Attorney General Kane, a female,
yes,
decided to...
Who still, by the way, hasn't returned my call.
Really?
Yeah.
She decided to exploit a loophole, and she got rid of the Utah reciprocity with Pennsylvania.
She did not... When she made the Pennsylvania reciprocity disappear, and we called her. I'm still waiting for that call. So
let me tell you something.
She hates reciprocity.
Well, you know what happened? There's a statutory requirement, but basically her people called Utah and spoke to Utah BCI, and they didn't like their permitting process, so they decided not to honor reciprocity anymore. What she did was downright illegal.
Yeah.
Hat tip to Joshua Prince, who is pretty much the Evan Knappen of Pennsylvania, big 2A attorney in Pennsylvania. And Joshua's involved in some lawsuits and a recall effort and everything for Attorney General Kane. So now
you can't carry it all in Pennsylvania.
You can't carry. Well, you can if you have a Texas, but you have to go to Texas to get it. And if your New Hampshire has not expired yet, you can carry in PA with your New Hampshire. I spoke to Evan Knappen and the Knappen-Bach lawsuit for New Hampshire to overturn concealed carry is moving along, and Knappen says he's going to win it. So he says it's a slam dunk. But if
she continues on this trajectory, she's going to do the
get
same
rid of
with
every
everybody.
State.
Yeah.
Now let's forget about Pennsylvania because we obviously know that Pennsylvania is going blue from red to purple to blue
right.
in no time. So let's write them off for now. I spoke to Joshua Prince. I spoke to Knappen. I spoke to a few other people at NRA. If you don't have a non-resident, still get it. Even if you don't have the Utah, you can carry in 32 other states other than Pennsylvania. But what we have churning right now is there's a couple of national reciprocity carry permits at the federal level. And one of our listeners, Ryan, who's going to be on the show, Ryan German, is going to be on the show. He said, don't forget that we got national carry in federal parks and stuff. It was attached to like a welfare bill or something.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of bills bouncing them around. Last year, the House bill passed 272 to 154. And then it didn't make it to the Senate because we had a mass shooting,
right.
you know, and it,
it was
delayed
well
it a little
on its
bit.
Way, though.
Yeah, it was well on its way. It's going to happen with 44 to 45 states having national reciprocity. So we put it out there. If you signed up for our Utah class, we have a disclaimer on our website that it's no longer good in PA because we don't want to piss people off. I've been telling people that there's a statutory requirement as per the NRA and Joshua Prince and everyone else I was told, but the Attorney General Kane slipped us a Mickey and sent it through by circumventing the statutory requirement. Also, by the way, F.M. Pinelli was here to say hi today. You missed him.
How's he doing?
Good. He's doing really good. His health and everything is really good. Anthony Bonaccardi finally showed up. He was out sick for a couple of weeks, so it was good to see him as well. The other thing is, this is what I get every day. I just got a message from Ryan Franco on Facebook. Anthony, I'm a mutual friend of Dr. John Delgado. I am inspired by your involvement fighting against the oppressive law set forth by the nitwits in this state. I saw your dialogue with the state regarding the magazine capacity laws. I, too, will not comply. I'm an attorney in New Jersey, and I understand these laws will only hamper law-abiding citizens. He's offering his services to us. To help any way we can to fight the infringement on our rights. And I want to thank him for that. This is what we have going on. You know, I've been in the news a lot lately, and Chasing New Jersey is going to be here tomorrow night. Again, I was on Chasing New Jersey Monday or Tuesday about the 10-round magazine limits, and they were, you know, pretty fair and balanced in the reporting.
I thought so.
There was only one woman on there who's, you know, I see no problem with that, taking our high capacity. And a lot of our listeners sent me emails. You know, they're not high-capacity magazines. High-capacity magazine is 30, 40, 50 rounds.
These are normal.
Yeah, we're fighting to keep standard capacity. Yeah. So F you to the one blonde on Chasing New Jersey that doesn't like me. For a lot of other listeners and supporters, I have over 4,000 emails of support from all across the country and Canada, believe it or not, who've seen my viral I Will Not Comply videos. And people, you know, giving me support. If I haven't emailed you all back, I'm sorry about that. But I can't keep up with it. So we got a 1-2-3 punch, right? Drake wasn't picked up. 10-round mags made it out of the house. Now it goes to the full assembly. And the transportation bill floundered. And now what's going to happen is we can't use our Utah carry permits in Pennsylvania. We can't use our Florida carry permits either in Pennsylvania. So I say F Pennsylvania. Remember I said that we should start boycotting the malls? Everyone that listens to this should pick the malls like the Crossroads Mall that are right over the borders of 78 and 80 in PA and start sending emails and saying, because of Attorney General Kane, I am no longer shopping in your state.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
right.
I'm going to go down to Delaware.
Yeah, Christiana Mall.
That's right, Christiana Mall in Delaware. And they also have a Cabela's in Delaware
soon?
Now. It's not open yet?
I don't think so.
You sure? I think somebody stopped it there already.
Really?
But, yeah, I think so.
I smell road trip.
Looks like, let's go.
Let's go.
So I just heard a dog bark. It wasn't Winston. So I just want to put that out there that we should continue to protest the malls. While we're on the subject of malls, you know, I call it the pussification of our country.
Yes.
New Jersey, you want to talk about the pussification of our state? We had a shooting at the Garden State Plaza a few months ago, and which has been an area of controversy for some of us. But
it really wasn't a shooting. It was just some guy offed himself.
Yeah, he walked through the mall, fired a few random shots, and offed himself.
Right.
Well, what happened this time was a car caught fire outside the mall on a highway, and the tire caught fire, and it popped, and the entire freaking mall went into pussification mode and locked down.
Well, talked about this. How many times have you talked about this? Everybody expects a gunshot to sound like it sounds on the movies and on TV. And I remember when that happened, my mother-in-law happened to be visiting, and she is from Paramus, and they were like, oh my God, there was a shooting at the door, and they can't find the shooter, or they don't know if anything happened, but they're investigating. And I'm like, number one, that's not an active shooter. Active
Correct.
Shooters don't do that. They keep firing until they're out of ammo or someone shoots them in the head.
But here's the deal. Ceasefire, Pennsylvania, New York, not New Jersey, by the way, because they don't live here, but Ceasefire, Pennsylvania, New York, Loretta Weinberg et al., they all say that we need 10-round magazines so you can rush the nut, right? I started Rush the Nut 3 years ago on this show. No one in the mall, they heard a tire pop, sounded like gunfire. Everybody ran and cowered.
Sure.
The way we're taught to run in our pussified society.
Exactly right.
Did you know the state police and the Paramus police announced that it was a tire popping, and the store shopkeepers and the patrons would not leave the lockdown? They had to send a state police SWAT team in to go through a 2 million square foot mall, store to store, to tell the people it was not a shooter and escort them out. No. So we had 10,000 shoppers and workers in the mall that urinated themselves and locked themselves down.
And hid and cowered.
So Loretta and company were supposed to turn and rush the nut while they're reloading their 10-round magazine because, God forbid, no mass shooter would ever bring more than one gun.
Oh, yeah.
And every mass shooter, before they leave, would say, before they leave the house to rape and pillage, they would say, I can't bring 15-round magazines before I go kill 30 people because they're illegal in New Jersey. Right. This is the tact we have. But you want to talk about the pussification of our country, and especially states like New Jersey. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. Everybody ran and hide and hid. And after the police announced that it was not a shooter, they still wouldn't come out of the stores.
No.
The police SWAT teams had to go in one at a time and get them the hell out. This is unbelievable.
Well, you know, it plays with what we talk about in New Jersey here, of the fact that people they're not familiar with firearms. it's changing bit by bit, but they're not familiar with firearms. They know only what Hollywood tells them about guns, what guns sound like, why they're so bad. Look at everybody who's against people with firearms. They hate people who have guns. We're the gun nuts because only crazy people would have guns. That's what happens on TV. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Why do you do that to me? Just before the break ends. Oh, it's horrible.
I asked Sandy a question. I said, why don't cannibals eat clowns? Because they taste funny. All right, this segment
is brought to you. He'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Ba-da-bum, psh. This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook. If you're in Bridgewater, New Jersey, 30-mile radius from Dr. Eric, please stop by and see him. Go have him check you out. He will give you extra special treatment if you mention Gun for Hire Radio. He is a big 2A supporter. Support those who support us, ladies and gentlemen.
These are people who write a check every single week to bring this drivel to you.
Correct.
So please,
it doesn't happen
them.
For free. Believe me. No, we need our sponsors, and our sponsors need support. So, another announcement. The Second Amendment Women's Society, SAW, that's headed by Sherry Spivak with her assistant, Sandra Muldoon. Gun for Hire, Woodland Park Range, is now their home base.
Oh.
They just had another successful event. I just met with Sherry. So check out the Second
it's
Amendment
a great
Women.
Group of women.
Yes, and we're going to be doing all kinds of events and hosting events here, whatever she needs. They are also going to be working with Ainsley and those guys and Rich Petrukevis for
really?
The
Very
Citizens
great.
For a Safer New Jersey.
Nice.
So it's all the synergy is happening. You know, it's really good. So I just want to welcome them to the fold. We're going to have some posters. We're going to have some membership, brochures here. Sherry's going to bring everything down. So I just wanted to say that that's moving along quite well. So now I just found out that, I realized that the average politician has a room temperature IQ. And
some
I used that
worse.
On Chasing New Jersey, and they kept it in.
Yes, they did.
They kept it in. I said that our politicians have room temperature IQ. So the first thing is the full assembly on Monday is going to vote on the 10-round magazine ban. And then once it's voted on and passed, Christie will have 45 days to either veto it, modify it, or pass it. So all of our listeners here, please be respectful to Governor Christie because he does hold a grudge.
Yes, and right, he does.
So do I. So yes, do I. Does. But please be respectful to Governor Chris Christie and send him an email and tell him that you're not happy about this bill. you know, if you go on the ANJRPC.org page, all the contact info is there. I called the Christie office. They're keeping count of the yays and nays of the, on the phone calls that they're getting. So unity and activism is key. So please make your presence heard. Call from work, call from home, have your wife call, have your dog call, whatever you have to do. But be respectful. Don't go on and say F this and F that and everything. It's not like our legislators, which are dumb. Our governor is smart.
He is very smart.
Okay? He's a very intelligent guy. Our legislators now, you know, I sent the Complete Idiot's Guide to Robert's Rules of Order last year because I like big butts and I can't deny Assemblyman Charles Maynard, who said on record, by the way, it takes him 25 to 30 seconds to change a magazine.
Yes, he did.
Where Bill Anderson from Chasey, New Jersey did it in 8 seconds after
and
a 5-minute lesson
touched
with me.
A gun before
correct,
in
correct.
His life.
So
yes.
I have to go out and buy the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Constitution.
Yeah, apparently.
And I'm going to highlight the entire balance of power
yeah,
section
yeah.
because we have our Senate Majority Leader, Loretta Turkey Neck Weinberg, is sponsoring
from
a bill.
Bergen County.
And hat tip to Mark Levy and all the guys that posted this on Facebook, by the way. She's introducing legislation. Anyway, they're not happy that the Attorney General, John Hoffman, does things on his own
without
in the
their
executive
permission.
Branch. So listen to this bill, ladies and gentlemen. I really can't make this up. It's bill Senate Bill 1920 in the 216th legislature. Synopsis requires the Attorney General to notify certain legislators of decision not to defend validity of challenged state statute in court. And it says more. The bill would require the AG to notify certain legislators when he or she chooses not to defend or challenge a law in state court. Under the bill, the AG would be required to notify the majority leader, the Senate president, the minority leader, the speaker of the General Assembly, the majority leader of the House as well, and the minority leader of the House. And you know, this bill is response to the AG's decision not to defend two cases in the appellate division, which one of them is Pantano, which is Knappen's case.
Right.
And the other one is Wheeler, which is two arson investigators that carried guns for 30 years, went through the police academy and qualified every 6 months, and they're not allowed. And the AG decided not to defend these. So here's how it works, Loretta. There's three branches of the government. We have the judicial branch.
Maybe crayons and a stick
yes.
figure drawing?
Chalk.
Okay.
Judicial branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch. The framers of the Constitution called that...
By accident.
Balance of powers. Okay? You're going to write a bill in the legislative branch requiring the executive branch to ask you permission before they
do something.
This does not work this way.
Yeah.
It's called the balance, and I'm no constitutional lawyer and I'm no constitutional scholar, but I learned balance of power in sixth grade. They don't teach it now. Now they teach about how
social
the white
study,
man
yeah.
raped and pillaged
well,
the world
true.
And Sharia law is
yeah.
good. That's what they teach now in our
the
schools.
Balance of
right?
power, white
but
power.
It's called the balance of power, Loretta, and you need to learn this, okay? Because you're offended because the AG didn't do something that you wanted him to, it's
it
not
to do
his
with
job.
You have to understand, this is not just a willy-nilly thing. This has got to do with something very important, Anthony. This has got to do with guns.
Guns, correct.
So,
well, she's not anti-gun. She's not anti-gun. She's gone on record saying
yes,
she's not anti-gun.
Very pro-gun, as long as there are common sense gun laws. And when you consider that common sense is 99% common and only 1% sense, I'm not sure. But that's the key phrase, have you ever noticed? They just common sense, common
correct.
Sense, common sense.
Now listen to what the OLS write, because Loretta didn't write this bill, because our lawmakers
no.
are room temperature
no,
IQ.
Because everything else would be misspelled.
Correct. Office of Legislative Services is OLS. The legislator further finds and declares that while is within the purview of the Attorney General as the state's chief law enforcement officer to choose not to defend a challenge in New Jersey state law. So it's his right to mm-hmm. refuse it. In the rare instance when the AG does so, it is altogether fitting and proper that the legislator be notified of that decision. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No. Or this okay? is what they want, though.
Yes, this is what they want. But so you think Christie, before he makes a decision on something that he doesn't need their input on, is going to ask them? or notify them.
The president does it by executive order.
The president does whatever the hell he wants. Yeah. He needs a complete idiot's guide to the Constitution. The problem is we'd have to put it on his golf bag for him to read it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the if only way actually, he's going to see it.
If he could actually play golf.
So it's called balance of power, listeners. Talk to your kids about it, all right? Because they should understand how it works, too. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. This segment's being brought to you by...
I don't know. Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. MontvilleOffice.com. Check out Ron Seuss's place.
What
it
are
has
you banging
three...
around there on the other side of the table?
My bling. It has... And my wooden leg.
Stop
it. Has three... major highways that run through it in Morris County.
Right
it's
through the building?
Beautiful camp, right through it.
Freaking
beautiful
great.
Campus. If you ever want to have any type of fractional, like timeshare office space, for as little as $59 a month, you can go in. Just go on Montville Executive Suites or MontvilleOffice.com. Just check it out. Send Ron an email. Ron, I can't use your services, but thank you
but
for
thank
supporting.
You. Yeah, thank you for supporting Gun for Hire Radio.
So... Because
oh, by the way, what we were talking about before down in Christiana Mall,
yes,
that place that we
yes.
like is opened.
It is
opened
open.
On May 1st.
I
yep,
done
Thursday,
did told you
yes,
so.
You did.
I saw a post that
How
people went.
How did we miss this?
Cabela's is open. Let's do a road trip. Cabela's is open in Delaware.
Well, it's just not mentioned the name of the place now, because unless they write a check.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you can carry your gun in the state of Delaware.
Yes, you can.
You can go to Christiana Mall. You can go to the other outdoor yep. sporting place. I would go. I would stop going to PA and start doing the trek to Delaware.
And I might even call Cabela's in Hamburg
and say,
not coming there. I'm going to go to your Delaware store.
There you go.
I don't care. But they've got some clout. When you get a street named after you, you've got clout in the area. Just saying.
I do.
Hmm?
I have clout.
Well, you've got clout, too, for now.
So let me tell you, this is what works, because Loretta's from Bergen County. Loretta Turkey Neck Weinberg,
yes.
Who doesn't know what the balance of the powers are.
No.
Okay. In Paramus, they identified the four suspects in a robbery and kidnapping. These four
that doesn't happen.
People that weren't, I don't even think they're citizens, to be honest with you. They were from 20 years old to 37 years old. They knocked on a door of a homeowner's house, 67 years old. He did what we teach people not to do. He didn't answer the door.
Right.
So then they smashed the door in. Instead of announcing that he's home and not opening the door, and they would have went to somebody else's house. So they thought that no one was home, so they smashed the door. And the 67-year-old resisted, but two of the male suspects beat him up.
Who are
and
in
they
their
tied
20s and 30s? Of course.
He was able to free himself and called the police with a description of the vehicle and the suspects, and they did catch him, okay? One guy ran right across Route 4. Why don't people like that get hit by a car, you know, while they're running? So they were charged with kidnapping, robbery, and burglary. They remain in a county jail with $500,000 bail. So, you know, it can't happen here, but maybe if
Well, here's my question to you. They're from where?
Some foreign country.
No. I mean, where did they come from originally?
Paramus. No. Virginia.
Actually, they had Virginia plates, but they're actually from Houston.
Yes. Okay. Texas.
So if you're in Texas, why didn't they do a home invasion robbery in the state of Texas?
Because people shoot back there.
So they came to where?
They're shopping in our state.
Yes,
they came
they
to
are.
New Jersey.
Because they know what? That we don't have guns in our homes.
Luckily, the older guy, the 67-year-old guy, is alive and well, you know, because it could have gone tragically
very bad
for him.
You know, 70-year-old taking on three 30-year-old men is not exactly
and this
an
is how
even
we live.
Balance of power.
For you people that send me your emails and letters from Ohio and everything,
yeah,
I thank
this
you.
This is how
for,
we live.
This is how we have to live in this state. We live in fear. But Loretta Weinberg, she walks into the state house with four state troopers flanking her.
Sure.
You know. So, anyway. Did you see that tactical firearms place that posted outside? I like my guns like Obama likes his voters. Undocumented. He's been getting national attention for it, which I think is really, really,
it's too bad.
Really cool.
I'm surprised you didn't do that.
I wish. If it was my idea, man, it would be up there. So we have this more egg on our face. Think about this. The next governor of the state of New Jersey is either going to be Steve Colcutt Sweeney or Mayor Fulop, who I call Scott Buck an anti-Semite, even though he's Jewish. The Jersey City mayor is asking all gun suppliers to give extensive information on their business practices. So, in other words, the Jersey City Police Department has a budget of about $500,000 worth of rifles, shotguns, handguns, and ammunition. Okay, ammunition. They have to fill out this huge questionnaire, and if they sell civilians anything that remotely resembles an assault rifle, they're off the list, okay? And two of their suppliers are Atlantic Tactical and Lawman Supply, which are both in New Jersey.
Yep.
And because they sell to civilians, they won't be able to sell to Jersey City anymore.
So where is Jersey City going to buy their guns?
So let me ask you a question, Mayor Fulop. Where are they going to buy anything from?
Yeah.
And why are you just hurting other businesses? Like, what is this going to do?
So basically what you're saying is that in a tyranny situation, which Jersey City is, the balance of power has to sit completely with the public masters and not the taxpayers who write the check to keep them in business.
Correct. So he is going to use his leverage to influence the gun industry. He's another Bloomberg boy,
you know? He is, he thinks. Well, because, again, Ant, look at their constituency. They represent people who are idiots. They really don't, when it comes to firearms, they really don't understand anything about firearms. They're firearms idiots.
I would not, if I was lawman, I wouldn't sell them shit. Every company in America should say, you know what?
You know,
this
screw
is called
you.
A free market economy.
Right.
And
right.
we're not going to sell you shit now. So you know what? You better make your own bullets, or you better start using spears or making bows and arrows. Go watch the Hunger Games, Mayor Phillip.
But it's fine for the city of Jersey City to have Bradley fighting vehicles in the street, right?
Sure, all they have things. All kinds of
paramilitary stuff.
They just had people dragged out of their car in carjackings and beat with crowbars on the street by teenagers in Jersey City.
Ah, yes, but
they're
nobody's
indicting
registering
a guy right
crowbars.
Now. He decapitated two people.
Yeah,
over
yes.
a drug war.
Exactly.
They can do anything they want in Jersey City. Okay,
as long as it's not involving a firearm.
Correct.
Well, as long as not a taxpayer who has a firearm and maybe wants to get a permit for it.
Oh, and by the way, congrats to a recipient of the Gun for Hire Radio Horse's Ass of the Week Award. Mayor Ross Baraka is now the mayor of Newark, New Jersey.
Newark.
And remember, Ross Baraka is the one that wanted to ban water pistols and toy guns.
Yes.
He wanted to do it. He had a buyback for him.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now.
In the spring of 480 BC, King Xerxes, along with a legendary force of 1 million Persian warriors, assembled in Syria and Iraq and began their march toward Athens. The massive force met little resistance until they reached Thermopylae. There, a small contingent of Spartan warriors, led by King Leonidas, took their stand. Xerxes demanded that the Greeks surrender and turn over their legendary gun. Leonidas sent back his reply, "Molan Labe, come and take it." A call of defiance that lives on to this day in the heart of every freedom-loving gun owner, standing defiantly in the path of an overwhelming force that would seek to strip us of our liberties and deny us of our God-given right to protect ourselves and our families. And thanks to a partnership between Gun for Hire Radio and the folks at Kick-Ass Custom Tees right here in New Jersey, you can now express your steadfastness and stand in defiant unity with us, wearing your own custom-made limited edition Gun for Hire Radio Moulin Labe I Will Not Comply t-shirt. You know, studies show that t-shirts are one of the best ways to get any message out to the public, since the average t-shirt is seen by over 350 people each and every day it's worn. And that number jumps into the thousands when it's worn to something like a sporting event. The quality of these handcrafted limited edition shirts is superb, and the cost is just $29. And the proceeds of each and every shirt helps to defray the cost of bringing this program to you each and every week. Won't you help support us and stand strong with us in the face of overwhelming resistance? Shirts are available both in men and women's sizes, from sizes small to 5X fat bastard. You can order yours online by following the link at gunforhireradio.com. or by stopping by the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range right here in Woodland Park, New Jersey. So come on and join us. Take a stand, make a statement, and let's have some fun doing it. Nice.
The plate in my head fell out.
I've never seen a ring that size in my life. What is that made from? That's really a nice ring, actually.
Heavy, too.
Very heavy.
That's because, see, I wear huge silver rings because I don't like to shoot people unless I have to. And with all of these big silver rings I wear, remember, brass knuckles are illegal in New Jersey.
Yes, that's true.
But five huge silver rings aren't.
They're not. No.
Okay? Yeah. And this one's a DNA collector.
I see that.
Okay? And this one will definitely leave a mark on
it. There's a skull on every single one of them. I'm wondering what the... Oh, and a bullet with skulls on it.
I love skulls.
And I see.
Well, it's better than roses.
Yes, true.
So a lot of people have been buying the I Will Not Comply stickers and shirts. They're available at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. They're also available online on the Gun for Hire shop. Magnets are coming soon. People ask for I Will Not Comply magnets because they don't want to put them on their car, even though they're dumb. All they got to do is put it on their window. I know I'm not supposed to call our customers dumb. Sorry. Potential customers.
Let's call them supporters because the sales of those things are going to make the wheels go round over here.
Correct. It's helping with donations to 2A causes in the state of New Jersey.
And to produce this show.
Yes. I wouldn't have become a platinum sponsor for Citizens for Safer New Jersey if I was working on charity.
Yeah.
But the stickers are great. I see them everywhere now. And it's funny because Charlie Padula, who works for me, he lives in Pennsylvania, and he was driving in. He stopped on Route 15 by, like, Lake Opacon to get coffee, and somebody parks their truck and goes to walk into Dunkin' Donuts and looks at his truck. It's all wrapped and goes, I will not comply either, and he goes inside. So I've been getting a lot of that, people beeping and waving and giving me thumbs up as we go along. Listen, we can start a movement here. We really can start an I will not comply movement. If Connecticut and New York can do it, we need to do it. But all of us listening need to get two or three more people listening to the show and get them on the way. I get people send me emails. How can I join the I will not comply movement? I'm like, easy. Don't comply when the time comes. Right. And I remember a while back we read an email from a listener. Listen, I don't want anyone to get arrested. I don't want anyone to get shot. I don't want anyone to get dragged through the streets in handcuffs. But if 50 or 60,000 of us go down to the state house, if the governor was to sign this and we said we're not complying, what are they going to do?
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
What are they going to do?
Right.
Connecticut and New York sent letters. We're not doing it. Connecticut's trying to figure out a way to create an amnesty program.
Yeah, they can't.
Okay?
They did not believe that the citizenry would say no.
They're conservative that 350,000 people are not complying.
Absolutely.
That's conservative. Yeah,
and they don't really want to let the real numbers out of the bag, even though they know what they might be, because it starts a groundswell.
And you know what people don't realize is what's happening? And Scott Bach says this all the time. While we're all focusing on this, we're losing so many other rights and so much other shit that should be addressed in our states. Like no money in the budget and borrowing money to pay salaries and et cetera,
et cetera. Which is exactly what they want.
That's what they're doing. They have us focused over here fighting for our rights to hang on to 15-round magazines. Meanwhile, this state is crumbling in disarray.
It's the Overton window at work.
Yes.
And it is a very good negotiation tactic. It is a very good political tactic for them to do. The momentum is there. Whether they get these things passed or not is not they don't really care about that. It's what they're doing behind our back while we're very busy. Now, one of the things, you know, I feel very passionate about, and I think I'd like to talk about a little bit, is the fact that whatever we're doing on our side isn't making much sense.
No.
It's not really working. And it's not working for a good reason. It just gives, when you put on some goofy outfit and you go and protest in front of the Capitol building, you're really not doing anything at all.
Told you I was very impressed. There was no camo in attendance at the State House when we went before the Senate.
And I think,
very, very impressed.
I think our listeners are a very bright bunch. And what I'd like to appeal to everybody to do is, and one of the reasons that I think the I Will Not Comply movement, if you want to call it that, is taking over is because when I wear my shirt, the I Will Not Comply shirt, what it does do is generate interest, because it really doesn't say I will not comply for what. So you get a lot of questions. What's that all about?
Correct.
And now it gives you the opportunity to convince one other person.
That's all.
Of what's going on. That's far more effective than carrying a sign in front of a group of people who really don't give a crap one way or the other how we feel, because they hate us. But if us,
they hate us. I love it.
You know, becomes more mainstream, they try to play us as we're the fringes.
Correct.
When we're really not the fringes when you stop and look at it. For a guy like me, and you know me, you know my background, and you know how we met. And for a guy like me to be sitting here doing a show like this says a lot. And it says a lot for your ability to convince me that what was reality was nothing like what I was taught was reality.
Correct. Myself either. And I agree with you 100%. I'm glad that there was no outburst at the Senate. We maintained a professionalism. You notice how much more press followed us? You know, me being one of the faces of the I Will Not Comply in 2A movement, I went up there and I said some downright insulting things to our elected masters.
Yes, you did.
But I did not say it in an abrasive, abusive way.
No.
I presented it even keel, even though I stuck them hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, free shit over freedom and wards of the state, internment camps, the majority of your constituents don't work, you know, et cetera,
Et
cetera. But yet I was still granted an audience and I wasn't cut off and I wasn't ejected out because of the way I presented it. We need everybody to be that way.
Right.
You know, rather than look like we are part of the fringe.
And we talk about it all the time. If each one would go out and reach one and just bring them into the world of shooting. I don't really, for me, it's not about, yes, it's nice to be able to protect your home, protect your family, and I get a good sense of security out of knowing how to work a firearm very well. But that's what it's really not about for me. I have a blast. I really go out and, for the first time, have developed kind of a hobby in shooting trap, you know? And you know me, I'm like Mr. Zero. I'm like you in the sense that forget any kind of maintenance. I have a no-maintenance, low-maintenance life. I have a very low tolerance for doing shit like that. And for me to go out and buy a reloading machine says a lot about how far I've come with it, how much I must really care about what I do, and I look forward to reloading if I could ever get components.
Don't worry, you and the FUDs, shotguns are next.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
on
well,
the horizon.
You know, I'm trying to work one FUD at a time, and they're starting to see the light. You know, a lot of guys are can't believe what's going on in this
You know, state. I read a great article in Breitbart about the Supreme Court, the Second Amendment drama, and implications for the 16 elections.
Very good article.
And, yeah, and I'll tell you what, Ken Klukowski wrote it, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit when we come back.
It's got a lot of implications, and he did speak about some things that we don't think about.
Correct, and I want to discuss it with our listeners to give them some hope.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
We back.
We back.
So this Ken Klukowski wrote this article for Breitbart, and you can Google him. It's K-L-U-K-O-W-S-K-I. And he wrote, you know, gun owners were disappointed that the Supreme Court denied the Drake case, our case. And, you know, now we have promising cases like Peruta is right behind it. And, you know, he's like, it's no surprise that the Supremes didn't take the case. Contrary to gun control advocates' claims, it is not a sign that the justices are pulling back on the right to bear arms. The Supreme Court is offered 8,000 cases each year and takes 80. That's 1%. So the justices are really picky, all right? But this is what he wrote. He wrote that the Supremes understand they are in an extremely consequential territory by considering how the Second Amendment extends beyond the home. Since now, they will be ruling on whether people have the right to carry deadly weapons as they rub shoulders with other human beings in public places, such as streets, parks, grocery stores, and when going to work. Judges are not blind to the reality that some evil or sick people use guns to kill other people, making judges exceedingly cautious in how they develop gun rights in public. Boy, that was very well written, wasn't it? And, you know, he's worried the Supreme Court only has five votes right now. But he wrote, applying the legal doctrine to guns is considered far-fetched by many Second Amendment lawyers. The courts will likely never adopt such a demanding standard. Speech is by nature spontaneous and fluid. In other words, comparing speech, freedom of speech,
freedom of guns. To the Second Amendment.
Firearms, by contrast, are tangible, heavy, and expensive. You have to think about obtaining a firearm, plan it, budget for it, and then go to specific locations to obtain one. And words can rarely kill people, but guns do. Okay. He talks a little bit about Alan Gura. You really have to read this whole article, but he talks about Peruta. And Gura is saying, once again, federal court should hold California's permit scheme to the prior restraint standard. He is also saying the statute's requirement that an applicant be of good moral character is unconstitutional.
Which he's saying that Gura is making a big stretch here, which is something that Gura is known for.
Yes.
I think he's... he's right on the money with a lot of this stuff. And, you know, we get so close to things. We were very, very excited about Drake. And he's saying here that Peruta is a much better case.
Yes.
From the standpoint of saying, well, it's not as over the top as Drake. To us, it's very important that, you know, New Jersey has some sort of carry scheme that is not the scheme that it is, that it actually allows law-abiding citizens to the option of carrying, where what he's saying is because California isn't as cut and dry here with Drake.
Correct.
It really wasn't built very well.
Correct.
The case wasn't built very well.
So for everybody out there who's depressed like I was about Drake, I read that article three. Today is the fourth time now, and it helped me out a little bit. But we have to get Peruta fast-tracked over there because it's going to be an issue for the Supremes.
Well, he's saying something about 15 or 16 is about when they expect something to happen. But it's
Scalia will be 100.
I know, and this is one of the big problems, is that pushes this right up to the 2016 elections. I'm worried about what's going to happen here in New Jersey because we really don't have we don't have very many Republican candidates for governor who, you know, here I'm so tired of party lines. I am
Me
just
too.
So tired of politicians and party lines. They're Republicrats in this state. There really is no difference. They all tend to be extremely progressive from one side to the other.
Correct.
I don't think that the state of New Jersey is that way. I do think that what has happened to our politics is we have fallen asleep.
Correct.
And allowed them to really take over. But I think by people getting involved with the I Will Not Comply movement, if you want to call it that, we didn't call it that. Nothing I did
when I went to the Senate. I said I'm the founder of the I Will Not Comply movement in New Jersey. Just wanted to strike it even deeper into their hearts while I was up there speaking with them. So.
And, it's not something we intended to in the beginning. I think we just said that this is our personal thing, that, you know, we're just not going to comply with something that's unconstitutional. Meaning, stop being lazy in your damn legislation.
Correct.
You know, I mean, look at this crap that Loretta Weinberg is pulling right now. to not even understand the Constitution that she took an oath to uphold.
That was just words.
I guess it was.
Hillary Clinton still has a concussion, by the way.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's all that's in the news. Keep your eyes off the prize.
Yes, that's right.
Listen, I got a couple of letters. Anthony, the left-wing overseers in this once great country will not succumb to the rights once guaranteed by the Constitution until the freedom constituency outnumbers the free things constituency. I like that. The liberal politicos, including some of our Republicans, that have changed the course that make this country
politicos, but
that make this country the greatest ever will not be cowed until they feel they may lose their place in the public trough.
Yeah.
Drake, Pantano et al. Will not do it. The courts do not seem motivated to protect the rights intended to be guaranteed by the Constitution. That is where my opinion, you play a most important role. Ooh. By providing a forum and arena for regular citizens to become more familiar with firearms and the safe use of thereof. Anthony Colangelo, Second Amendment Messiah, holy shit, is building an army of Second Amendment champions. That movement must grow and become more vocal in order to get the attention of our liberal friends. He wrote fiends, by the way, not misspelled, away from the free things constituent. Jules DiGiulio wrote that.
You know, Jules, I think you've almost got it backwards. I think you are underestimating the power that you guys out there have. We do this show. This is your show. Do you realize out there that you guys represent three times the audience of CNN?
Correct. We just can't get them off their asses, though. We only get a few.
Yeah.
We got to get more people off their asses.
But I, you know what my hope is that you guys, as passionate as you are, if you go out and educate people, let us do the education. I mean, that's what we're here for.
I got a great letter for you. Segues right into this, okay? Anthony, I took my first shot in New Jersey in July of last year at your range and found my passion. I went for my FID card. I was young, and it was such a hassle I gave up in 1999. I started working for a sporting goods store in 2002 as a district loss prevention manager, and part of my job is maintaining security of thousands of firearms, reviewing every 4473, every certificate of eligibility, A&D log, etc. This sparked my interest again, and after Sandy, I knew it was time. I applied in Hackensack and waited 9 months to get my FID and pistol permit. All the time, I was still responsible for the security of 10,000-plus firearms, but could not bring one home. I could have walked out of any of my stores with a 308 and a case of ammo.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that is where I began to question the laws in New Jersey. After I got my FID card, I became a silver member at your range and loved it so much, I upgraded to gold. The reason I say thank you is because you and the Gun for Hire and Gun for Hire Radio have opened my eyes to how ridiculous the laws are and how our rights have been and continue to be stripped away. Not just the second, but all of them. Oh, mm-hmm. We agree, Rich.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the deal. In under 2 years, I have gone from someone who thought it was time to get a firearm protection to someone who's trying to learn as much as he can about our God-given rights. And here's the important line. And we'll speak about them to anyone who will listen. I have recently sent letters to all legislators and the governor and will continue. I have joined all the two-way organizations and I'm going to begin classes so that I can eventually become an instructor. Thank you and Gun for Hire helping me find my passion by opening my eyes. Rich Britton. But when he wrote that I will speak to anyone who will listen, that's what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what
that's what I'm talking about. We have to... Now you found your passion, Rich. You love it. Get 10 more people involved so that those 10. Why did I build a range that is so friendly to family and women?
Exactly.
That everybody comes
in?
Because I want them to come back. I want them to tell people. I want them to be here. One of my Facebook friends, a nurse, and her husband, Sandra Giancarlo, came today. She says, oh, my God, I love this place. She posted on Facebook her and her husband have a new date night location.
Yeah,
what other ranges can support a date night by having a cafe and a lounge and a beautiful restrooms and everything? I'm telling you, that's what we have to do. We have to attract. We have to open the market up. And we have to stop looking like the fringe. I was very happy the way everybody showed up at the State House. I'm very happy that people writing respectful letters. Listen, I'm angry, too. I want to say a lot of bad things. But I toned it down when I went before the Senate. But this is what we want. And I want to thank you guys for taking the time to write the letters. Keep it going. Get those stickers. Put them on the cars. Let's start a movement in this state. It's not only about guns. You don't want to comply with other things. What about Common Core? What about everything else that's going on in this in this
exactly
country that we're not going to comply?
That's right. And the reason, guys, that we did the T-shirts and chose T-shirts to put this message on was because of recent studies that show that the average T-shirt will be seen by over 350 people in the course of one day's wearing. And if you go to a sports game, like your kid's hockey game or your kid's baseball game, that number becomes exponential.
Correct.
And it use it as an opportunity to spark a conversation.
Correct.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking out the window here at the studio, and as the folks are standing out there and parading by, and I've every single Saturday, I am amazed at how many young people, especially young women, are here.
Wait, no gangbangers?
No gangbangers.
Wow.
But it is incredible, and it is so uplifting.
We should put
to
a camera in this window.
I know, yeah.
And just videotape the ebb and flow for the whole day. And
yes.
Then fast forward it online so you can't make
yes.
out the face. And you'd be surprised of the 500 people that come in on a Saturday, the every shape, size, color, and
yes.
and it's amazing.
It is is a picture of diversity, and what's wonderful is to see young people, especially young women, getting involved, not being afraid to come. They're not afraid of guns. They're coming. They're learning. They're inquisitive, and they're coming for the first time. And all right, so maybe they're making it a one-time thing where they're coming out and they're saying, "Hey, what do you want to do this weekend? Oh, let's go shoot a gun."
We
We've
get
never
a lot of bucket
before.
List people.
Yes.
And the one-hit wonders, but what I say all the time...
And that's fine because listen, it changes their mind.
I said that a million times. I might not convert her, but if I have her leave here neutral...
Correct.
We won.
Correct.
That's a neutral counts on our side.
That's right.
A positive counts on our side. Okay, if I could take a negative and make it neutral, that's a win. Because
right.
when she's at work and they go to Starbucks and somebody mentions guns and they say, oh, yeah, gangbangers, and she might say, I went last week with my girl.
It's
and it was
like
not
that.
Like that. The guys and girls, there was women there, and we had a very good time. It's not what you think. That's what I want.
Exactly right. Exactly
That's
right.
what I want.
And look at what, how much forward we've gotten when you get a station like News 9, which is a super station.
Yes.
That does the
N5.
N5.
Fox New York
yes.
and N5. Yes.
And they keep coming back and coming back.
They're coming
back,
here tomorrow, Sunday night.
Yes. To shoot.
I have Chasing New Jersey coming tomorrow. I have NRA News coming tomorrow. I have Fox 5 News coming tomorrow and NJ.com because Cheyenne Roberts is going to be up here. She's going to have all of her guns. And as a sidebar, somebody's chasing people they want to shoot and everything
yeah.
at the range. So I'm at a privileged opportunity where I get to turn these people on and show them what it's really like and explain to them about magazine capacity and try to win them over. And again, if that blonde-haired one in Chasing New Jersey, if I don't win her over, maybe she'll think before she makes a stupid
yes.
comment
yes.
where she doesn't have a problem
out
going 15 to 10 rounds. You know, I could have said some sexist stuff. Well, what if I took 50% of all your shoes away and told you could only own 6 pairs?
My wife would hang you for that.
So, you know, but I don't want to bring it down to that level all the time. I want right. to educate these people. Listen, I know our legislators, the progressive socialists, they have a different agenda. You can't educate them. The whole goal is to get this on
Christie's
desk.
Dude, they're following the money. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
This is all about money.
It's to get it on Christie's desk
yeah.
because they want to put egg on his face. If Christie signs this, he put the nail in the coffin for many states that have more than 10-round magazines. If he doesn't sign it, what's going to happen is people, the progressive liberals in New Jersey are going to be pissed off at him. He won't need New Jersey to win the presidency, but either way, it makes the legislators can stand there and pound their chest and go, see, we presented
we
this great bill to lower crime. We did something.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't do shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
to lower crime.
They didn't do shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it comes down to. They didn't do shit. That's
Well, that's what they love to do. They love to, it's all
Correct.
About political kabuki theater.
Kabuki, I like that. It is. That's what it is. What's this?
Dead air.
Uh oh.
What the hell are you doing?
Winston texted me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Very
he has
nice.
An iPhone 5. My dog.
Winston is Anthony's dog, who's
yes.
really cool.
So.
He's a good boy. All right, so what's going on there?
I don't know anymore.
At,
let me tell
Academy.
You something. We secured
yes.
outdoor range at Easton Fish and Game. And if you go on the Gun for Hire website and look at classes, we have a ton of classes listed outside if you want to move and shoot outside. The other thing, steel has arrived. If you're a member of the range, go on to the steel matches and register now. You got to be a member.
Very good.
Or you can't come in. Our test drives have been unbelievable success. Our next test drive is concealed carry. You get to shoot 6 concealed carry guns, 9mm, 38s, 380s, revolver, semi-autos. You get to try 6 different guns for $65.
Wow, find out what it's
Ammo
like to be
included.
Free.
Build-A-Bear, build your own AR 7 days a week, one-on-one with Jimmy the Gun Guy. Like I said, get into steel. We've also introduced Gun for Hire clinics. We now have clinics where you can learn certain procedures, certain drills over and over again. It's taught by real people for real world urban defense.
Nice.
Gun for Hire clinics, all on our website. New website coming soon. Details to follow.
Well, you've done it again.
Again.
You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Karen Think Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colangelo, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio and all of our wonderful sponsors, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, support this show by getting an I Will Not Comply t-shirt. You can find them right through the link at the Gun for Hire Radio website. Turn a friend on to the show. And remember, this is your show, so send us your ideas for topics you want us to cover. From the Gun for Hire Radio studios in the beautiful Woodland Park, New Jersey, see you next week, America. From sea to ocean.